This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Prescott in the gun. Snap is back. He has some time. He throws it in the end zone. It's a touchdown to Jalen Tolbert on the left side of the end zone, crossing in front of Deshaun Elliott.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Remember, we still got two giveaways in the show today. Dermot Kennedy as well as AEW for All In Texas. But right now, I want to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Yep.
And if you've heard the promos, now you know that the Dallas Cowboys will be returning to Oxnard to open their 66th training camp. We'll be there. We'll start giving you content on July 21st. Camp will officially start July 22nd. And I know what you're most concerned about, Eric. Is it, who's it brought to you, to us by? It's brought to us by American Airlines. For them, we'll have our own set of sponsors. But the Cowboys really wanted you to know that American Airlines was presenting this training camp, and they will have their first practice Tuesday, July 22nd. If you're thinking about going out to Oxnard, I know we talked a lot last year about there being way smaller crowds at Oxnard than in previous years, and that's a fact.
Yes.
But if you're a Cowboys fan, that can be a great place to get autographs. In addition to just like watching the practice or what counts as practice at training camp nowadays, that can realistically be a great place to get autographs if you've ever thought about making your way out to training camp.
Yes, absolutely. That is that's one of the fun things, watching the players after practice. They run up kind of to the fence area.
Yes.
Kids and adults alike are just out there collecting some autographs, having a good time.
Yeah, one of the things I said years ago about Cole Beasley is he was consistently the last or next to last person out there signing autographs, like day in, day out. And so I might not agree with him on everything, but I always thought that was like a great show of fan appreciation. So if you're ever considering it, just wanted to throw that out there as a potential.
Cole Beasley, all-time one-and-done guest in the nosebleed seats.
Yeah.
He did not really like us that much.
No?
No. We were, I mean, you know, we probably got a little buck wild with him.
Okay.
Hopefully so, I don't do that to Bochy later.
So our version of that is Ken Rosenthal when we were on The Weeknd. Now, we've since had him back on the show, and he's come back multiple times. But when we had him on our Weeknd show, immediately after, our producer texted him and said, hey, you were great. Would love to have you on again sometime. His response, without any specific time or anything, is, I'm usually very busy. I was like, oh, man. So
this was a one courtesy time.
So he's been on the Masterpiece since then, but just maybe not the Weeknd configuration.
He's always shopping for bow ties.
Yes. And we even hyped up his charity and whatever.
He's always in Cincinnati trying to find him. I don't get it.
So let's talk about Cody Rhodes. Are you familiar with Cody Rhodes?
Wrestler?
That's right. He has perhaps the most confusing fandom of any person in existence. Not any wrestler, any person in existence. All right. He loves the Atlanta Falcons. He grew up in Georgia, and so That makes sense, right?
The math is appropriately mathing right there.
Okay, so no big deal, right? He's also a Dallas Cowboys fan. He brought up his sister was a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. His dad obviously lived in Texas for a really long time. So again, I get it. It's a little weird, but I don't think having Cowboys fandom and Falcons fandom is the most insane thing in the world. It doesn't really feel like we have some feverish rivalry with the Falcons.
No, but it also tells me that you're not like overly serious either.
Well,
you know,
then get ready. He also said he's an Eagles fan.
Well, that really doesn't add up.
So he won the world title at WrestleMania in their stadium. And then he said they hosted me and treated me like family. And so now I also root for the Eagles. So is that the most preposterous combination of being a Falcons fan, Cowboys fan, and Eagles fan all at the same time?
If you have three teams, you don't have one, Hagee.
Especially when two of them are like diehard bitter rivals.
Yeah, yeah. That's this is a guy that's just a casual.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tee or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Casual sports fan. He's not really passionate about any of them. And hey, that's fine if that's how you want to do your life.
Yeah.
You're Cody Rhodes. Okay. He's, you fake things all the time.
Whoa.
So if you want to fake your fandom, then so be it. You're a professional faker.
Your damn mouth.
Sorry, that was offensive.
He predetermines things all the time. Thank you very much. There's a difference. All right, let's go from that.
It's a good distinction.
Yeah. Glad you didn't. Did you know that was one of my wife's wedding vows? We wrote our own wedding vows, and I know usually that's a beat down for people.
It is.
Seemed like they enjoyed it, and she said, I will always acknowledge that wrestling is predetermined and not fake. That was one of...
Wow.
And I closed out my vows by saying I would always pick her for my zombie apocalypse team, at which she out loud was like, "Oh." So... It was effective. They were very much catered towards one another.
So romantic, you two.
Indeed. Let's talk about collusion. Not the most exciting thing in the world. But this doesn't particularly surprise me. So there was a 61-page document that was obtained by Pablo Torres for his... Torre.
Yeah.
I was like, there's not an S on the end of that. For his podcast... Pablo finds out.
And okay, I've been seeing this, but I've just been too lazy to click on it because it's like lawsuits and crap, you know?
And it is not the most exciting thing in the world if you're just like, I just want to watch the game. But if you care about the business aspect of it. So this goes back to the 2022 owners meeting. So you're not too far from the fallout of the Deshaun Watson fully guaranteed contract, which clearly that terrified all owners because why would the most popular sport in all of America possibly have guaranteed money? That's insane. You could never have your league like that. It's not like the NHL, NBA, MLB. Oh, wait, it is. And so during that, they all agreed to reduce the amount of guaranteed money in contracts. And even Roger Goodell gave the thumbs up
Wow.
to this scheme. And so I'm not surprised. As soon as Deshaun Watson happened and it was fully guaranteed, and then you saw other better quarterbacks get contracts that were not fully guaranteed, I was like, oh, they all had a meeting, and they're like, never again.
Not doing that.
It doesn't help what happened with Deshaun Watson after that. But the fact that even the commissioner is there, and he's like, let's do it.
I'm on board with this, fellas.
It feels weird that we haven't heard more from the Players Association yet about this. And I don't know if there's anything they're going to do about it. But also, this is a tough battle to fight in public because owners have billions of dollars. I don't know if you're going to convince people that, like, oh, instead of $180 million or whatever guaranteed, Kyler should have got $190 million guaranteed. I just don't know if that will speak towards the common person.
Yeah, it won't.
But then again, on the flip side, should you really be cheering for a billionaire to save $10 million? That doesn't really speak to the common person either. So
No, but that stuff is always funny. It's like, yeah, if you're a fan of a player and you're that type of fan, then sure, I guess you want that guy to get as much money as possible. Most of us are fans of a team.
Sure.
And we understand that the allocation of the dollars is better for the team when one individual doesn't get all the dollars.
Exactly. Exactly.
But also, this is tough because all the networks that are in bed with the NFL are not going to try and hammer this. You're not going to see this all over ESPN and NFL Network. And
it's just like going back to WWE. They're doing a show in Saudi Arabia this weekend. Obviously, things have been tense over in that part of the world. They told all their talents not to say anything about it.
Of course.
So, like, I have no doubt, you know, somebody wants to say something like, hey, why don't you just shut up? All right, couple more quick notes for you. It's not looking good on the return of Christian Wilkins. The Raiders were hoping to have him back for the start of training camp. Pete Carroll admitted that Wilkins is having a, quote, difficult recovery, and we're in the midst of a long, challenging process. Now, what that means for any appearance at any point in the season, don't know, but surely he will not be ready for the start of training camp. There has been a civil lawsuit filed against Kelvin Joseph for the deadly crash that we talked about maybe 3 weeks ago, a few weeks ago, and the allegations that he was intoxicated on 75 in Richardson. And so probably not surprising to know that a civil lawsuit has been filed against Kelvin Joseph. And finally, Deontay Johnson, he heard our show yesterday. He's predicted that Kenny Pickett will get the first shot to be the Browns starting quarterback. He heard you say that he would be the odd man out, and he's like, no, I predict Kenny Pickett. And if he doesn't get his way, maybe he'll quit.
Wow, I can't wait. Yeah, he will. He will.
Don't know. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, is today the official return of your Mavs fandom? Was it that the draft lottery? Is it gone forever? Did you never leave? Let us know. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.